Palestinian leaders say they're ending all cooperation with Israel after Israeli forces demolished Palestinian homes on the outskirts of East Jerusalem. Israel says the high-rise apartments were too close to a security fence it built in the West Bank, even though the United Nations says the barrier itself was built in breach of international law. The Palestinian Prime Minister says the demolition is a war crime and part of an ongoing attempt to push Palestinians out of Jerusalem. Middle East correspondent Eric Torchik reports.
Nine 900 Israeli border police and soldiers moved in before dawn, forcefully removing three Palestinian families and the anti-occupation activists who were staying with them. British activist Chris Richardson says he was treated in hospital for a fractured rib after border police stomped on his head and chest.
They then threw me into a table or a cabinet of some sort, and the cabinet smashed underneath me. They threw us down the stairs, blood all over the floor.
Soon after the evictions, Israeli forces began using heavy equipment to tear down the apartments, most of which were unfinished. Israeli Foreign Ministry spokesman Emmanuel Nachshon says the units were built too close to Israel's security barrier in breach of a military order.
Israel is totally within its rights when it destroys those buildings. Those buildings which were built illegally, and the destruction order has been approved by our Supreme Court.
Israel took control of East Jerusalem in the 1967 war and annexed it in 1980, a move not recognized internationally. But the apartments are in an area of the West Bank which is meant to be under the control of the Palestinian Authority, even though they're cut off from Palestinian territory by Israel's security fence. The Palestinian Authority had issued building permits for the construction, and Palestinian Prime Minister Mohammed Shtayyeh says the demolitions are part of a broader Israeli campaign to push Palestinians out of Jerusalem. The cabinet condemns this grave aggression, he says. This is a continuation of the forced displacement of the people of Jerusalem from their homes and lands, a war crime and a crime against humanity. Israel built fences and walls across the West Bank in response to the Second Intifada, a Palestinian uprising that included many horrific attacks against Israeli civilians. But the barriers were found by the International Court of Justice in a non-binding advisory opinion to breach international law. United Nations officials and the European Union condemned the demolitions. Chief Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat says Palestinian representatives will terminate their remaining agreements with Israel after a long series of frustrations and grievances. President Mahmoud Abbas says we are going to take unprecedented steps, especially since the Israeli Occupation Authority has denounced all the signed agreements. There are hundreds of homes still facing demolition across the West Bank. For some, Israel says their owners did not get permits, which Palestinians say are nearly impossible to obtain from Israeli authorities. Others are demolished because they belong to alleged terrorists or are knocked down based on military orders. The United Nations says Israel's demolished more than 6,000 structures in the West Bank in the last decade. From Jerusalem, this is Eric Torchek reporting for AM.